Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
Welcome to MGP 421. I'm Kevin. With me this week there is Sheepdog and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
After all this time, I've officially decided that you're saying hello to the boys and girls. I know we speculate on this every time Anna's not on the show, and I swing back and forth from one direction to the other, but I made a decision during that intro that you're saying hello to the boys and girls. I'm not calling you lot boys and girls.
You have decided that every time Anna's not been here.
Well, therefore, you lot should all be saying hello, boys and girls, not just hello. It's rude that you're not addressing everybody.
Hello, boys and girls.
That's more like it. I expect that every week out of you now, Pab. And then you'll get
hello, boys and girls.
You'll get a gold star.
I didn't say it like that, sheepdog.
Yeah. That's how it sounded to me.
Yeah.
Right, ladies.
Well, that has very different connotations to hello, boys and girls. It worries me that you categorise them together, you monster. Anna's not here. Anna's going to be off this week. Anna is, believe it or not, having a Chinese at work this evening. They're on a night shift, and they're having a Chinese delivered. What an easy-peasy world they live in, these night shift folk.
Sounds very good. I had an Indian for dinner, funnily enough, so it must be something about today.
Well, they've got apparently on night shift week. Friday night is Chinese night and Saturday night's pizza night. They just get deliveries, whereas poor old Kev just sat at home having pie and chips out of the freezer. I want Chinese.
Did you remember to drink and eat without Anna there?
Well, she's here during all normal feeding and hydrating times. So I have to wake her up to say, is it time to eat and drink? And she gets annoyed at that. But other than that, I mean, quite frankly, I think she's lazy for sleeping all day. She's out all night. She should sleep then. And she comes home and expects to just sleep all day while I'm working. I don't know when it's food time. I don't know if I'm thirsty. No one's checking with me. In fact, that reminds me now, I've got a drink here. I've not even opened it because she's not there to remind me I'm probably thirsty and I'll need a drink during this podcast.
Wow. It's really bloody hard to have this back and forth patter without breaking the Official Secrets Act. So can we move on to non-Anna topics?
No, I like this. I like the because I know I won't break. I did a 14-hour live stream where I didn't let this slip, so I know I'm good. And I want to keep it going to see how good you two are at not letting it slip.
I know I'm pretty good because I nearly did it a minute ago, and then I thought, no, I'm all right. I know what not to say and what to say, but... Yeah, I just...
By next week's podcast, it will be out on the 1st of May. So by then, everything will have changed. And we can discuss it on next week's podcast, whatever it is. It'll basically be a world exclusive on the podcast next week. So if you're on the edge of your seat, waiting to find out what happens at the end of my Twitter countdown that's been going on for some time, the very first piece of content that will reveal that, unless I tweet it at like 9 a.m, will be 10 a.m. on Saturday, where we talk about it on this podcast, because that'll be out before the official announcement.
Is that strictly true, Kev?
That is strictly true.
Okay, if you say so.
Why? Is next Saturday not the 1st of May?
Oh, no, it is, yeah. I meant the exclusive part.
Yeah, it'll be completely exclusive. I don't know what you mean. I'm fascinated by this. I made the announcement at the end of my 14-hour live stream and said... There was like 600 people there, and I made the announcement, and said, but you need to keep it a secret. I don't want this being shared anywhere. And then I deleted the VOD. I deleted the clips. I deleted it out of the YouTube upload version of it. So the original isn't there anywhere. But the ridiculous thing is 600 people on the internet have then gone on to keep that secret for a week. It's baffling.
They have been really good. And it's just, yeah, it's brilliant. I think if I asked people to keep a secret on the internet, it'd be everywhere within minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'd tell people immediately. I'd tweet it out. If I find out any personal information of yours, I'm just tweeting it out. If I knew your address,
yeah,
I'd tweet it out. Yeah, I don't know it. That's the thing. I could circle on a map roughly where your house is, so I might do that. But I don't know your actual address. Don't even know the name of the street you live down, which is frustrating.
I think most of the internet know I live behind a Tesco, so it's not too hard to find me.
Mm.
And they know we live in Deeping. There's only one Tesco in Deeping. I've narrowed it down for them pretty well.
Yeah,
there.
You're basically... I'm weaseling this out of you. You're explaining to everyone exactly where you are.
I talk about it too often, and I always think afterwards, I really shouldn't have done that.
Well, everyone knows Pab's a dentist, so, yeah. You know, we've let that cat out of the bag as well. Pab's the only dentist in the north. And I live near a Marks and Spencer's now, because I'm fancy.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I could find your house if I needed to.
I reckon you probably could. It's not that hard. But I have my office is at the front of the house. The blinds are almost always open. And this studio lights on, audio treatment on the wall, and a YouTube plaque on the wall next to a Lelujo football shirt. So if you happen to drive past, you ain't missing it.
So you're on a bit of a main road then. It's not a cul-de-sac then, like mine is.
I'm giving you too much. I'm on a cul-de-sac, but you can see the main road from where I am. And I imagine my lights illuminate to... I mean, there's a bus... I can see a bus route from my house. It doesn't go past my house. But if you're on that bus and you see an illuminated house, I think, that's weird. Oh, I'm near Marks and Spencer's. Then you've just gone past Lelujo Towers and you didn't even know it.
Maybe I have. Not that I've been to the whereabouts of the town you live in.
Not Peterborough is where I live, according to Twitter, the Streamer Showdown website. Everywhere where I have to disclose an address, I live in Not Peterborough.
If that becomes an actual place, then I assume you live in like
that
Canada
is a place. It's here, Not Peterborough. That's where I live. That's how people know where I am. Go to Peterborough and then go somewhere else, and that's where I live.
Well, I live in Not Peterborough then, surely.
No, Peterborough is in your address.
It's in my address, it is, yeah.
Exactly. Me and Pab live in the same place.
Yeah.
We're basically neighbours, me and Pab, because we're in Not Peterborough.
So you're a dentist too?
I'm a dental assistant. I'm Pab's dental assistant.
Do you think you wear a dress?
No, I wear dental nurse scrubs.
Yeah, she
dresses.
No, they're not dresses.
No.
You ever been to the dentist?
I don't remember there being a dental nurse. I just assumed everyone there was a dentist.
Who gives your teeth a clean afterwards?
A dentist.
Oh, dear. You have the dentist and the dental nurse in there. She's the one who's tapping away on the computer while he's going 14, 3, 86. She's tapping away. That's the dental nurse. Then you go off and see the hygienist for a good old clean. You're not getting the A-star
treatment. I'm sure they're all wearing dresses in this scenario. I'm sure.
I mean,
my
dentist,
my dentist's
a South African man, so I'm pretty sure he's not wearing a dress.
No, my dentist was a South African man, actually, as well.
Do we go to the same dentist? Yeah.
Well, surely not, because mine's over in Peterborough, not Peterborough.
Well, so is mine. I've not got a new dentist over here yet. The last time I went to the dentist, it was there. I'm a little bit worried. The same man has been in both of our mouths. I hope he cleaned his instruments.
Well, is your dentist near my work?
Yeah, sort of. We've basically kissed Sheepdog. That's what I'm learning here.
This is worrying.
Yeah,
he's the one who asked me how many beers I have a week, and I said like one or two, and he was like, "You might as well cut down. You might as well get rid of it." And I was like, "I'm all right. I'm not." He was like, "How many beers do you have a week?" And I said, "Probably two." And he was like, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah. Like, I'll have one when I do the podcast." I didn't say that to him, but I was like. And then I have one when I'm sort of watching telly with my wife on a Saturday night, maybe two. I said, it's probably max three. And he was like, why don't you just give up? And I thought, because it's not a problem. Like, if I was telling you I was having 20, then I'd be like, yeah, maybe I should. But it was really weird. It took a really sinister turn when he just tried to make an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Did you put him up to that?
No, but he did mock me furiously about my gag reflex the whole time I was having my root canal done. He's just in there saying, you got to stop gagging. You got to stop gagging. The whole way through, he's there drilling. I'm supposed to be in pain. But instead of in pain, it's just constant. Just all the way through. He said, I'm going to have to stop in a minute if you don't stop gagging. How am I supposed to stop gagging? Stop sticking that thing down the back of my throat and I'll stop gagging on it.
That's goodness really weird. Yeah. I got that with an optician telling me off for blinking when they were shining a light in my eye, and it was like, I really don't know how to respond to this. Like,
control your blink reflex, you idiot.
Weird.
Pab, you're a dentist. What's your thoughts on people's gag reflex? Should we be able to control it?
For the whole part, yeah, for the most part, yes, I'd say so. But
right, everyone needs a pen. You're putting it in the back of your throat and seeing how far in you can get it without gagging.
I'm not. I don't know where these pens have been.
We'll just use the pen from the dentist. It'll be fine. They probably clean them. Should we talk about video games rather than trying to get... Anyone listening at home, don't stick a pen as far down your throat as you can. That was just for Sheepdog. I was trying to get him to choke, not you. You keep the pens out of your mouth. Goodness me.
You're filth.
I've been playing a video game this week, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
Football Manager.
In addition to Football Manager, I've been playing another video game. I've been playing on... It's a new games console. It's called the PlayStation 5. I've been using it. I hadn't used it, really, up until now. But this week, I've used it quite extensively. Because Anna's on nights, I've not been able to stream. So I've been sat here at a loose end in the evening. And I found myself perusing the PlayStation 5 store, having a little look on there. Oh, they charged me £50 earlier today, and I don't know why. I need to look into that. That reminds me.
You're a mug. You're worse than Sheepdog.
And I had a little look through and I downloaded all the stuff I was entitled to from my various subscriptions to... I think I've got all three versions of EA Play. So I got my PlayStation versions of EA Play things. I got my PlayStation Plus stuff. I just got it all downloaded. Got it all nicely sat there on my PS5 dashboard. And then loaded up Persona 5 Royal. And I've been playing that all week, which is the only game I've played on this PS5. And it's more different to the original Persona 5 than I thought it was. I'm about 30 hours in now, and it's a lovely experience because it keeps surprising me. You know how much I hate to replay games. As a man who got to within the final 45 minutes of completing Persona 5 and then deliberately stopped because I didn't want it to be over, I thought this was going to be pretty dull. That's one of the reasons why I haven't really sunk myself into it the way I did before, because I played the first couple of hours when I first got it, and aside from having a different intro sequence and then shoehorning a couple of new characters in right at the start and then forgetting about them, the first probably 4 or 5 hours of the game are pretty much identical to the original Persona 5. But once you actually start to get into the meat of some of these palaces, some of them are actually really significantly different. And the new storylines that you get from the new characters that are brought in and the new game mechanics from having your hook that you can whoosh around on and explore the palaces in different ways, and some of the bosses are different, and it actually feels different enough for me to have a vague idea of where the story's probably going, but now I'm not actually so sure that it's going to end up in the same place because of the new storylines that are coming in from these new characters. And it just all feels a little bit different. I can't just go through it and get, right, this, I have to do this in this puzzle here, because it's all just a little bit changed. Plus, I'm flirting with a different girl this time, so I'm going to end up with a different girlfriend off the back of all this. It's basically an entirely new experience, and it's lovely. If you haven't played Persona 5 yet, you're a moron, and you should probably get a hold of it. I think the original Persona 5 is available as part of the PlayStation catalog thing, the PlayStation collection, is it called, that you can get on the PS5.
Yeah.
If you want the base version, which is still a phenomenal game, you can go and get that. If you want the most complete experience, though, Persona 5 Royal, jump into that. It's close to the perfect game as far as I'm concerned. And to be honest, I don't think you'd be that disappointed if you played through Persona 5 for free and then went and got yourself Persona 5 Royal afterwards and played through that. Each of them's going to be somewhere between 80 and 120 hours. And considering I'm the guy who doesn't like long games and doesn't like repeating games, I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. So go and enjoy it, you silly gooses. If after this speech, you don't go and get at the very least a free version of Persona 5 and start playing it, you're a buffoon. Just have a look in the mirror and start to have some thoughts about whether you're making the right choices in life, because this is an easy choice to make that's going to cost you nothing. Don't get it wrong. Don't be an idiot. Review complete.
Wise words. Did you ever complete Red Dead, by the way? Someone asked me the other day, and I said, I don't know.
No, I there was an update to my graphics card. The latest graphics card drivers came out, and it got really like stuttery and glitchy after that, weirdly. But I'm having some fiddling done to my PCs in a week or so's time. I'm taking the motherboard out of my new streaming PC and putting that into my older gaming PC and getting a new motherboard for the streaming PC so I can fit more capture cards into it. So I am hopeful, once I've got the new motherboard in the older PC and everything has a little bit of a freshen up and a spruce up, and I think I'm hoping it will run all right again. And if not, I'll just throw that graphics card in the sea and get a new graphics card, because I'll then be able to upgrade the graphics card nicely because I'll have a better motherboard in there. So I'll join the queue with Sheepdog for a nice graphics card on my gaming PC.
I was so shocked by the thought of you getting on the queue there that I've now got the hiccups. So if I don't get through this conversation without hiccuping again, I apologize. I try really hard not to hiccup. Speaking of graphics cards, I'm going to take that as a segue to talk about my PC order, because I'm on day 43 now of
you were
the
warned!
Working days. It was February 25th that I put this order in.
If only and, someone had warned you.
Yeah, it is horrific how long this queue is. I've been looking in the forums. People are still waiting. Weirdly, everyone in the forum now is saying, like, I've been in this queue for 25 days. And I'm thinking, hang on, when I was at 25 days, all the people in my area of the queue were going, like, well, I've been in, you know, 45, and it's, you know, getting ridiculous. But I asked whether any of them are still there, and I've had no responses yet. So I'm hoping that means they've all got their computers and abandoned the thread. I'm just going to refresh it now because it's the first page that comes up on my browser at the moment. Nope, no responses. So in theory, I'm one of the old heads in that conversation now, whereas a month ago I was one of the noobs who was just going, it's been a while, I'm waiting. I'm not really that worried, like, you know, it's there. They've told me that they're getting the orders in, they've told me they're getting their sort of 15-20 a week or whatever it is. You know, it is what it is, isn't it? Like I said to you all before, like 2-3 weeks ago, that it will take up to 6 weeks. I'm only, what, 3 weeks into that. I've been given a date for the garage installation now. They're coming on the 10th of May to do that. So I'm kind of thinking it might all align just right. He's going to come on the 10th of May. He's going to have it done by the Friday. That is 4 weeks away. So I should get the computer just before the garage is done. And then I'll probably set it all up upstairs and then lug it all downstairs once the garage is sorted.
Did you just say the 10th of May was 4 weeks away?
Yeah.
Can you count?
The 15th was 4 weeks away, is what I was saying. Hmm. How many weeks away is the 10th?
The 10th is like 3 weeks away, isn't it? You've got the week starting the 26th, then the week starting the 3rd. So it's 2 weeks away, basically.
Okay, well...
2 weeks away, 2 weeks away.
Well, you literally just interrupted me and said, did I just say it was 3 weeks away? And I didn't. Well, I didn't mean to.
You said it was 4 weeks away, didn't he, Pab? Didn't he, Pab? Pab, didn't he?
I heard four.
Hey!
So I was thinking about the 14th when he's finished it. He starts from the 10th, he finishes the 14th. I was counting that as 4 weeks away, but it's not, is it?
It's 3 weeks away.
Well, there you go. So it could coincide perfectly. That would be the 6th week, would it not be, from when I originally said it? I can't remember when I originally said it now, to be fair. But yeah,
you must be 6 weeks in now if you're on day 40 something.
Oh, no, he told me 6 weeks from like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said that he told me they get 15 to 50 per shipment of my graphics card. And I used that to work out that it would either take 6 weeks at the worst. If they only ever got 15 a week, it would take 6 weeks. Or if they got 50 2 weeks in a row, it would take 2 weeks. And they haven't had 52 weeks in a row because I would have had it by now. So, yeah, at some point between now and the garage being complete, I should, in theory, get my build and everything. And then everything kicks off and it'll be fantastic.
If anyone from Sheepdog's designated PC retailer wants to make a couple of hundred quid on the side when his card comes in, just contact me and I'll give you a couple of hundred quid to send it my way instead. Thanks. I'll happily jump the queue and get myself a shiny new graphics card. He's happy to wait. He's loving it.
I'll ask Shelley if she's got any stock, because she did say they get limited stock in at her place where she works. And I was like, it's too late now. I can't, like, get one off you in the hope. But, yeah, you could. I'm not risking it as well, because I'm locked in at the February price, and it's just gone insane since then.
Well, now Bitcoin's been collapsing this week. Maybe people will stop mining and all of a sudden we'll all be able to buy graphics cards again because of the Bitcoin rascals not being rascals anymore.
Maybe. That'd be handy. Someone was telling me at great lengths in my chat that you can mine £4 a day from him or something like that. But someone else told me that'll probably burn out your graphics card. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon then.
People are silly boys. Silly boys and girls.
On a gaming front, though, I completed XCOM this week. It was a bit of an awkward thing, really, because I got to the... I think I said... Did I say on last week's podcast, I basically got to the end, and then I was supposed to finish my stream at 11, and it was like 10 to 11, and I was like, I'm just going to... No, it was half 10, and I thought, I'm just going to start the last boss. How long could it be? And then it ended up being like quarter to midnight, and everyone was knackered, including me. Mrs. Sheepdog's texting me going like, have you finished streaming yet? What are you doing? And then we walked into the room of the last boss, and it just mind-controlled all my XCOM units, and they all killed each other. And the end fight was over in seconds, and I just had to apologise to my stream and say, right, I'll see you next time. Like, thanks for coming. Thanks for sticking around the extra hour there. I'm really sorry I let you all down. And then my friend said to me, why didn't you just save it mid-battle? I was like, hang on, I didn't know you could do that. Apparently you can save it midway through the levels and go back to it. So I could have just saved it once we realised it was getting a bit long. So I did a stream before the podcast last week where I just levelled up a bit, tried to get used to what was going on and work out what I needed to do. I needed to basically give everyone a helmet so they couldn't be mind controlled. Well, that was my plan. So I spent all day, all evening Friday before the podcast doing that. And then on the Sunday, I did a few more missions before the finale. And I was like, here we go. We're on the last boss. And then I just went straight through and smashed it. It must have taken, like, I did the level. I think I saved before the boss. And then I thought, right, we'll get it all prepared. I'll put everyone in position. I'll save and then we'll go and we'll do it. And honestly, we just basically went in there. To be honest, I think everybody died immediately straight away first. I think they mind-controlled, even though I'd done all the effort preparing to make sure it didn't happen. They mind-controlled Liam McElwain and he just assassinated everyone. And that was it. So then I literally restarted it at the door, went in, the boss just died immediately. I basically fired some rockets at him and then the end video started. And I was like, why didn't I do that the first two times? Like, it just hadn't even occurred to me that I could have throwing rockets at them. But everyone was like, this is a bit of an anticlimax finish. The game was just kind of like, everybody off the ship, run. And there was an explosion. And it was just like, okay, the end of the game. Thanks very much. You know, 10 minutes of bloody credits. And I just thought, oh, I didn't really make a plan for what to do next. So, well, I did, but I wasn't really expecting to need it that quick. I downloaded XCOM 2. So we fired that up. And it's not really a spoiler to say, but XCOM 2 starts under the assumption that you failed XCOM 1. So we watched me win. We watched my character save the day, sacrificing himself to stop the aliens from taking over Earth. And then started up XCOM 2 and it was 10 years later or whatever. And they'd lost and the aliens were part of human society. So I've been playing that all week. And my word, that is stupidly hard. Like, if you were to ask me which was harder, this or FTL for trial and error and getting it wrong and having to repeat things because you've screwed up, this is so hard.
I remember that being the thing about XCOM 2 at the time. I remember us all whinging about it because I loved the first remade one, and then XCOM 2 came out and I think I played it for one evening and we're like, yeah, I'm done with this is too hard, I'm not enjoying myself.
Yeah, it's just basically I think I figured out, I mean, I restarted in the week, I got to a point where every time the aliens achieve one of their goals, their score goes up, and if their score completes, you get game over. So they just suddenly racked up like five in a row and were like halfway to success, and I knocked one down, and then the next day they had another three racked up. And so I just thought, this is mad. I've got no, like, all of my squad mates were dying, I had no like qualified people, I was just sending rookies to their doom. And so we just agreed, I sort of said to the stream, I was like, should I just start again? What do you reckon? And they're like, yeah, bin it. So we started again. Weirdly, I'm not that far off where I'd got. Well, it doesn't feel like I'm that far off where we got to in terms of story. And yet they've only got one or maybe three. I can't remember. I think it gives you three right at the start, just in case you were a rascal when you went. Because I think if you complete it, you knock that away, don't you? If I understand it right, if you beat the Avatar project, you move on to the next phase of the game. I think that's how it works. So I think you start with a minimum of three. I'm on three, but I've done most of the story we did before, and I'm learning a few little lessons. Like, again, I thought, oh, there's no aliens over here. I'll send them twice the distance just to be, you know, speed things up a bit. And then loads of aliens would appear and completely assassinate my crew. And I'd be like, oh, why did I do that? So it's really hard trying to balance moving forward at a decent pace and being entertaining on a stream. That, I mean, I know people aren't necessarily following the game that closely, but I really don't want to sit there and make people sit and watch me just go, I'm just going to wait this out. I'm just not going to move for a couple of goes, you know? I feel like I have to be doing something, and it's definitely backfiring on me. But no, it's a great game, and I think it looks amazing how much different it looks compared to the first one. I'm looking forward to... I'm hoping that I get quite far into it and then a new PC arrives and I can swap in my save and just see how much more amazing it looks on a decent graphics card, because I'm running it on ultra low settings, basically. Everything's as low as it can go. I have it in windowed mode on the desktop even. I sort of asked it to figure out what was best, and it made this tiny window, and I've stretched it slightly bigger. But yeah, it's a great game, and it's just rock hard. Like, I'm enjoying the missions themselves, but it's rock hard. It's absolutely stupidly hard. There's a lot of talking on it, which is quite frustrating. I have to skip that, especially if we've already heard it. And there's a lot of customization on the characters. So I've added Pork and Beans in, because someone bought him a gifted sub. So he now classes as a subscriber. He's in the game. I haven't designed the face yet, but I give everyone their pink costume. The sunglasses, everyone's getting sunglasses now. You've just got to design Pab's head, give him a northern accent, and you can, it's really like, you can make someone Spanish and give them a Spanish voice or a certain Spanish accent, or, you know, there's five different English accents you can give him and that kind of thing. So I've been having fun just playing around with that and just giving everyone different personalities and stuff. They die really quickly though, so I feel like whoever was designing that part assumed you were going to keep someone alive for a long time, and whoever designed the rest of the game assumed you were going to be churning through hundreds of people. So it is quite hard to have named someone and set them up. It takes me 2-3 minutes to set it all up, and then they die the next mission, and I'm like, oh, for goodness sake. But very good game, and I'm hoping that I'll complete it, because I've completed two games now in the past like month. So, you know, completing a third one, this streaming stuff's doing wonders for my completion ratios.
It does, Sheepdog, yeah. You're not wrong there. I don't even know when I completed last year, but I considerably more than I would have done without streaming it, so...
Yeah. I genuinely thought I might make a list. I might go through, starting at like age 6 when I got Alex Kidd in Miracle World and Rambo 3 on the Master System. I might just make a list from there up to now. All the games I started but never finished, and then just see how many of them I could just polish off on the stream. I mean, I don't think Alex Kidd or Rambo 3 would A, be really workable without an emulator, but that could become my new gimmick, just finishing all the unfinished business. There must be level cheats I could do. I mean, I've got Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 on Steam, and I was thinking if I could get to the last boss of both of them. I just never completed the last boss. I couldn't do it. But I'd be quite happy to just sit there and do that over and over again one evening and just have a chat with people while I try and do it. Because it annoys me that I went through the whole story of those games, for example, and never completed. I never completed Breath of Fire 3 when I got to the last boss, and Breath of Fire 4 and Final Fantasy 2. It's like I get to the last boss of stuff and I'm like, ah, this is hard. Most Mario games can't kill Bowser. Right, I'm off. See you later. So much unfinished business. I feel like maybe I should just have a weekly unfinished business stream where I just try and get through stuff. But it would either need me to be able to acquire the saved games of games that mean I can go straight to the end, or I don't know what the alternative, or play them from the beginning, which just seems like far too much hard work just to do a boss that I could have done before if I wasn't so lazy. But yeah, I mean, knowing Kev hasn't touched a lot of games that he got quite far, it makes me feel a bit better about it. But I just feel like there's so many games I haven't finished that I should have done.
Because you're a monster.
I am.
Pabby! Before we go any further, put an advert in. There's a good boy. Oh, that was one of the best adverts you've ever done, Pab. Love that one. Have you got any more for us, Sheepdog, before we hand back to Pabby the advert man?
I don't think so. If I do, I'll abruptly interrupt him and...
I encourage you to do so, even if you don't have a game. Just stop him at a random interval and start talking about something else and see if he regains control of the conversation. He needs to put you in your place.
I don't think he can. Go on, Pab, try.
Before you do, though, Pab, you pipe down, Pab. Come on now, good to speak. These Panini stickers we were talking about last week, I've got a problem. A problem that needs resolution. I've now gone through... 2 of these boxes of 100 packs of stickers that cost like 80 quid a go, and I still need 57 stickers to complete my collection. You can only order 50 individual stickers. So I need somebody to send me 7 stickers from the 57 that I need, and so that I can then buy the remaining 50 and complete my collection. In return for those 7, I have over 300 swaps. So if someone sends me 7 stickers off my list, I'll send you 300 random stickers back in return, because I can then just pay to complete my collection and I'll be happy. So if anyone's got a whole load of swaps and wants to see if we can sort that out, get in touch with old Kev on Twitter, because I'm getting stressed. I'm now really regretting, because if you'd have bought the box of 140 stickers directly off Panini, which costs, I think, £125, they guarantee if you buy that box, you'll complete the book from that box. So I could have already completed it for half the money.
Like, that's pretty cheeky, isn't it? That's what? Mad. I didn't even know they did that. So go on, Pat.
Boss, what? Sure, that defeats the purpose of that.
I guess the idea is it's because of the backlash they got for it being so expensive to do. I guess if you're a parent of a young kid and you want to get them some stickers regularly and you don't want it to cost you a fortune, you spend £125, give them 10 packs a week for 5 months, knowing full well that's your total outlay then. So I guess it's quite a nice way to make it accessible for people, because if you just do it by buying packs, someone did the maths on it, because you get, obviously, the more stickers you've got, the less and less likely you are to find a sticker that you still need. It can be like £400 or £500 to complete it if you just do it randomly without swaps.
So,
and it's hard to swap at the moment because of the pandemic.
In this pack that you get, if you complete it, I'm assuming you get swaps in that a lot as well.
Yeah, you'll still get some swaps.
You know, it's going to get exactly the amount of stickers you need to fill this.
No,
okay.
You get 140 packs of stickers. So, what's that? 5 stickers a pack. You get like 800 and some odd stickers. Right. I think there's 600 in the book. So you'll get a couple of hundred swaps as well.
Okay, then.
I think the idea of the 140 pack box isn't that you go and open all 140 immediately. It's not for nerds like me.
Right,
it's
to
help out parents whose kids would otherwise ruin them with 5 packs here and 10 packs there every time they go to Asda.
I see.
Yeah, it's Lelouzo on Twitter, boys and girls, so you can help me. I've got 3 Cristiano Ronaldos. If people want a Cristiano Ronaldo, that, you know, he's several times in the pile. I need my swaps. I need to fill my gaps. Okay. I've got gaps to fill, damn it.
I have another question.
Yeah.
You can only order 50.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make 2 orders?
Because I feel like that's cheating then.
Oh, but... all right.
That is the thing. When you go on there, you can order up to... You can get up to 50 in an order, but you can make up to 6 orders.
What you can play?
I don't want to cheat. I want to just do it once. And I feel like that's okay then. But if I just get... You know, I don't want to cheat. I've come this far.
I mean, buying the over 50 is cheating.
You're cheating.
That's technically cheating.
It's not, because that's the first thing it tells you in the front of the book. I'm leaning away from my mic to pick up the book. You open the front page and it says, missing stickers service. Complete your album. You can order up to 50 stickers. I see that as a rule. Although, theoretically, I could order 300. There's a rule there that says you could order up to 50 stickers.
Hang on.
So I'm only allowing myself to order.
Ones?
Yeah, you can go through and pick the 50 that you need to finish the collection. And I've got 57 that I need. So I need someone to sort me out with 7 of my 57 so I can then go and order the other 50 and finish off.
I kind of misunderstood, even though I feel like you did explain it very clearly. I've just assumed you were going to get a big pack and it was going to get most of them. Do you know what I mean? I mean, how much is that going to cost you?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Because why don't you just, at first, just go to the shops a few times and
so I've already
buy a
bought,
few packs?
And... I've already spent nearly £200 on stickers, shit dog.
You're a monster, you are.
I need to limit this somehow.
So at least, you know, you're putting a cap on it there, I suppose. I mean... Yeah. Surely you've got the reach now that you'll just find people that have got all 57 cards and you can do swapsies with them.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here. Because normally this would be something I'd talk about on stream, but I hadn't finished opening them all the last time I streamed, so I've not been streaming a week. So I don't want to just stick it on Twitter because I'll get weirdos on Twitter. I want people who are going to make the effort to get in touch rather than just replying to a tweet with, yes, Kevin, give me your address and I'll hand deliver you some stickers on my penis. I don't want any of that. I just want, just, I've got a P.O. box. Here's the 57 I need. Send me any seven of those 57 with a self-addressed stamped envelope inside, and you'll receive back all of my swaps in the next day's post. Well, a couple of days. I don't know how fast post is. But it's that simple. I need to post up the 57 and remind people the P.O. box exists. This is the way forward. Oh, we're going to finish this, Pab. Pab, we're going to finish the collection. I've never finished a sticker book before in my life.
What?
Never finished one.
I don't think I have, to be fair.
I have finished one, but that was when I was a kid. The fact that you do this like almost year in, year out with sticker books. Have you never finished one of these before, no?
Because I lose interest. Yeah. You're not familiar with my work, man.
I can't mock you too much because I heard today that there's a Pokemon you can only catch in France, and I heard that actually it spawns in the southeast of England if you go to basically Dover. And I was genuinely sat there thinking I could go to Dover. It wouldn't take me that long. Kev got me to Bournemouth in 45 minutes, was it, or whatever. It probably wasn't 45 minutes.
I got you to Brighton in like an hour.
Yeah, it was like, you were going quite fast, but, you know, we got there. So I thought maybe I should do my own run and do it in 2 hours because I'm a safe driver.
I think a safe driver would take about 3.5.
I've just been like, can I drive down there? And I was weighing up the petrol costs, thinking it probably cost me, what, 80 quid round trip, maybe.
This feels like a vlog. Let's go.
I shouldn't do it, though. I should just wait for them to bring it out at an event. Because that'd be my luck. I'll go down there. I'll either not catch any because it won't spawn, or I'll get one and then they'll bring it out everywhere. Whereas in my head, I was thinking I could go down there, I could catch like 20 of them, and then I've got all the trading strength in the area then for a couple of days. Like when I went to America and got all those Heracross, they were just great. I could say to people, I've got this, and they'd go, right, whatever you want, take it. And then I could just, it was all in my control. Although I did give like 50 of them away for nothing. But no, I'm resisting, I think, because it's just mad.
Just trying to work out if it's more efficient for you to pick me up or me to pick you up. I'm looking at Google Maps now. So it's 3 hours, 52 minutes if I pick you up. It's 3 hours, 48 if you pick me up. So we say 4 minutes if you pick me up. And then we go in your car. I'll obviously then have to drive your car or vomit everywhere. So for the sake of 4 minutes,
we could probably stop off on the way back and pick up stickers from people. It could be a double.
We could stop off at Pab's dentist's on the way back. I mean, it's not strictly on the way back from Dover.
It's an 8-hour round trip.
Yeah, let's add the north onto this thing. So it then becomes, how long is it going to take you to catch this Pokemon? Because for us to
minutes. Well, it depends if it spawns. To be fair, I need to ask some locals if they've got a local map I can borrow, or I'd have to.
Because the full round trip, if we go my house, your house, Dover, Pab's house, your house, my house, that's a 12.5-hour round trip. This is doable in a day.
How do you get the stickers out of this?
People are going to be at motorway service stations with them. looking at this, we're going to be going down the M11, the M20, bits of the M25, M1, M6, M56, M62... A1 for a long stretch. There's going to be lots of opportunity for us to hit motorway service stations. So let's make it a 15-hour round trip. You get a Pokemon, I get all the stickers. Pab gets a hug. We're on. We're doing this tomorrow.
I'm up for that. Let's go.
Excellent. Pab, make us a packed lunch. Actually, it doesn't need to be a packed lunch. Some kind of buffet. It's fine. What have you got in, Pab? What have you got in that you could make us lunch with tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good point. Garlic bread.
We're there. Garlic bread. Sorted. Right, well, that's that arranged. Pab, what have you been playing video game-wise when you've not been planning our garlic bread?
Okay. What I've been playing this week mostly has been more Monster Hunter this week.
Would I like Monster Hunter, Pab? Talk to me about it. I've never played it. Would I like Monster Hunter?
Probably not. I'm not gonna
takes yourself a bit serious, Kev.
like me in many ways. Because I'm at that point again, whenever I get really into Persona, I start Googling games like Persona. Because that's whenever I'm playing Persona, my biggest fear is at some point I'm going to have to stop playing Persona and there's nothing else like it. And I'm hoping you're going to tell me Monster Hunter is like Persona, but instead of Japanese school children, it's monsters.
No.
Well, it's then not. Shut up about it, Pab. It doesn't help me.
I tell you what's more like Persona, and it's not. It's less. It's not what you think when they say Persona 5 Strikers, whatever it is.
What?
You know what Persona 5 Strikers is, don't you?
Yeah. Which is why I went, what?
Yeah, a lot of people say, I mean, Persona 5 Strikers is a Musou game, and people have ideas and, like, they know what that sort of game is, and it kind of is that, but apparently it's a lot more Persona than it is a Musou game, so I feel like you might get something out of that game at some point, Kev. And it's on PC.
Is it, by golly?
I think so, yeah.
What I'm trying to do is find Persona 3 somewhere, because I've never played that, but from what I can tell, it's only on PlayStation 2, and I'm not going to get a PlayStation 2 out to play Persona 3.
Like in the classics or something like that on PlayStation Now?
No.
That's a shame. What a shame.
I know. Or I could get a PSP and play it on that, apparently.
Oh.
But again, the last PSP that entered my hands exited them very quickly into the bottom of a skip and I watched it explode, so I can't be trusted with PSPs.
Yeah. Oh well, but Monster Hunter is probably not, it's not that, it's definitely not Persona. It's not turn-based for a start.
Well, it's useless then, Pav. Utterly pointless.
It's much more action-y kind of...
I hate action.
I know. You're not an action kind of guy, are you?
No, I like to be still as much as possible.
Yeah, you do like to go through a menu, don't you? Or a database of sorts.
Exactly.
He loves a menu.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been playing a pretty much only most of this week. I've slowly been grinding the village quest. But the village quests in the game are solo quests. And then you have a hub quests, which are roughly the same sort of thing, but your hub quests are separate, like in a separate building, and they are co-op quests, so you can then post them online and people will come and join you for a quest, or you can like just post them up and then you can have friends join you or whatever like that. So I've been doing that. I did a bit of, like, say, village quests. I think I'm like 4-star. I think I'm on the rank 4. And then I realised, like, I've not done any co-op stuff at all, so we've been playing co-op stuff as well. I'm now Hunter rank 3, I want to say. It's a very cool game. I'm still rocking the bow. I mean, I'm getting to the point now where my gear and what have you is becoming underpowered and whatever, so I'm going to start, like, looking for new gear to craft and new armor. That requires monster parts, so you have to go out and kill all these monsters to then get the parts to then craft the stuff, and that is their goal. There is the loop of the game. You get the monster parts from killing the monsters to then upgrade the stuff to be able to do the bigger monsters and then getting better armor and progression, so on and so forth. I did learn about the buddy system this week in Monster Hunter. There is a whole... So you in Monster Hunter, you have a Palico and a Palamute. Palico is basically a cat, and Palamute is a dog. And you can hire buddies. You can hire them to basically recruit more and more and more, because each of them have different stats. And you can train them up to increase their stats and do all these different things. I've learned all about that stuff. You can send them off on like scavenger missions themselves while they are... if you have, like, I think I had four dogs, I think, something like that. So I sent one of them off in a submarine to go scavenging for goods elsewhere while I'm just playing the game. So he comes back every now and again and goes, oh, I've got honey for you. And he's like, oh, great, honey, just what I need. I've been doing that. So I've been recruiting buddies. And, yeah, I think I've got what I need for my new... The only bad thing is that I started off with pets with the two animals that you have, two buddies that you have, a dog and a cat, and I named them after my pets, not thinking you're just going to replace them at some point. And now I kind of feel an obligation of like, well, I can't get rid of them now, can I? I feel there is an obligation to keep your pet. Or you can't just bin them off because someone else has got better stats. But I think that has got to be the case. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, but it is what it is. The other thing I've played, okay. I fell back into a hole, Kev. And that hole was a Dorf Romantic game.
That's an excellent hole to be in. It's one of my favourite holes.
I just thought, I'm just going to go in here. Just do a quick game now. There's no such thing as a quick game on that.
No, it's just too much fun for quickness.
Yeah. I thought, I'm just going to go on this for a little bit. And then like 2 hours later, I was like, oh God, I've not even finished the game yet. I still got like 20 odd cards. I was like, what is... And then I started getting a bit silly and I found a way to end it quickly, but... It's just, yeah, I felt it's such a very calming, soothing game. The music is, you just lose yourself in it. And it took a minute or two to get used to the controls again, as to like shuffling across the board sort of thing and getting to grips with what you need to do again. But once you're in it, it just became like, yeah, it's such an easy game to just lose yourself into. I've played it on stream and I don't think I could do it again because I kind of forget I'm streaming. I kind of just disappear into it, and you can just, yeah, it's so chill, and like, it's not really played anything like that before. So yeah, it's been an experience playing that game, and it's I think I'm just forever just chasing the next unlockable thing, whatever it is. I don't know if what it is after time, but. I'm always chasing it, trying to get the next thing. I think I got a windmill last time, I think. I don't know why I got a second windmill. It was like, oh, you've unlocked windmill. I was like, well, they already unlocked windmill, but we've got another windmill. We've got trains, we've got boats, we've got many different things, and I just want to see where it goes, and it's still early access. Is it still early access? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Apparently there's going to be plenty of new features added before full release in October, apparently.
No, and it's coming out. Cool. It's so cool. So good. And what was it, like £7 or something like that?
It's not a lot, is it? I can't remember exactly how much
it
was.
I think it was £7.99 or something like that, maybe.
It's a lovely little game. It needs to be on Switch, though. It needs to be a Switch game.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I'd take it on iPad, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, that works.
I'd take it on iPad because it's got... You could, like, you know, you have the pinch functionality to zoom in and zoom out and rotate it and... Place stuff. I'd take that any day of the week. It's so good. But maybe it will do. Maybe it will do because it like I say, it works so well for a touchscreen. So who knows? Yeah, that is probably about it. I mean, I've been relatively quiet on games this week. I'm busy
at the dentist's. I guess now lockdown's coming to an end. People are getting their hair cut and their teeth fixed. So
yes. Exactly. I mean,
does make a lot of sense.
I mean, next week we've got two big releases next week, so we'll probably have tons to talk about next week.
What are the two big releases, Pab?
Pokemon Snap is out next week, and a game called Returnal.
Am I going to want Pokemon Snap?
I'm getting it. I don't know if you're going to want it.
But I don't think you're going to want it. I can't decide if I want it, Pab.
You'll get it. Come on, sheepdog. You're a Pokemon aficionado.
I've
Why
never
are you not
played Pokemon Snap. What is it? I don't understand.
You're just kind of on... Well, on the old one, you were on rails. I haven't checked whether you were on rails in this one. But you were essentially on, like, a railway track through...
Hold on. It comes with a double-sided poster and a sticker sheet. I'm in.
Also, Nintendo have announced the partnering with... like Fujifilm or something like that. They're making little printers so you can print out your pictures that you take.
I'm in.
Yeah, it seems very cool, and I've not seen anything realistically about it. I'm just kind of just going into it, just knowing we've not had a big Nintendo game for a little while now. I'm like, okay, we're just going for it. And
part of me is like, yeah, getting on the hype, and part of me is like, I know I'm just going to regret it. I'm sure if I go down to Claire after this and say, I want to get Pokemon Snap next week. I'm going to get it. She'll be like, okay. Not that I'm asking permission, but you know what I mean? If I just said I'm going to get it, she'll be like, yep, cool. There's nothing to stop me, but I know I'll sit down to play it. And then I'll be like, this isn't that fun. This is just taking pictures of stuff.
See, this is the thing, see. When I played Bugsnax, a few months ago, and I played it on release on the PlayStation 5. And that is effectively kind of like a Bugsnax, where you're a Pokemon Snap, where you're trying to get pictures of Pokemon, of Bugsnax, and capture them. And I don't know. Yeah, people compare it to Pokemon Snap. And I've never played it. I've never played Pokemon Snap. I just know what it is. But I don't know what this one is either. I'm just in the dark of it. I just know people are losing their mind over it and can't wait for it. But I've not seen anything. I might have seen the trailer initially. Can't remember.
It's a big upgrade from the original. The original looked really rubbish because it was, not really rubbish, just the wrong. N64 graphics. So it never felt like it looked particularly amazing. Whereas these are all nice, rounded, and high def. And
Anyway, you just hold out, Sheepdog, and just watch me because there's a good chance I'll be streaming it next Friday. So. Just hold fire and just see what people are saying about it.
So this is all just an elaborate stream promo from you?
No. I'm streaming it next Friday, I assume.
What time, Pab, and where? Just subtly drop it into the conversation.
I'm not going to do that now. principle.
Join Pab as he explores the Lentil region on Pokemon Snap.
Is that what it is? I don't
know.
See
the Lentil region.
Yeah, the Lentil. They're all named after plants and stuff, aren't they?
This game's dumb.
I don't know.
Right, let's wrap it up there, boys and girls, because we'll call this a short one, because then I can get back to Persona before I have to go and do dad duty, which is exactly what we're looking for here. Apologies for the 10... We'll owe you 10 minutes, folks. It'll be fine. We owe you 10 minutes. We'll fix that at some point in the future. But if you want to find us on the internets, you can find us on Twitter at MGUK Podcast, where Sheepdog will be posting selfies all week, I've heard. Or you can follow me anywhere on the internet, apart from TikTok, at Lelujo. I'm Mr. Kevin Chapman on TikTok. TikTok debut coming. Mr. Kevin Chapman on TikTok. Are you ready for me on TikTok? You're not ready for me on TikTok.
Hang on. So you've just taken your TikTok out of your branding. You're no longer Lelujo on everything everywhere.
Because I can't be, because someone's camping on Lelujo. I've taken advice on this. I need to establish a TikTok presence, get to the point where they're ready to verify me, and at that point I say, no, get me my name, and then I can change my name and get Lelujo back off this dweeb who's camping on it and hasn't ever uploaded any content.
I mean, have you put a shout out to ask nicely whether anyone, it's not me, by the way, whether anyone's camping on it?
Well, I've messaged them on TikTok repeatedly over the last several years, asking for my username, please. And they're not replying. It probably is me, but I can't. I've tried logging into it so many times, and it's not linked to any of the email addresses I think it should be linked to. It's none of the passwords I ever use. I would say it's like a 90% chance it is me, because usually the first thing I do when I hear of a new social network is claim my username. So it's almost certainly me, but I can't remember the login, and they won't let me have it, because I've asked, and they ignore me. So now I'm going to become a TikTok sensation as Mr. Kevin Chapman, which you should follow immediately, and then steal my username back. I imagine it would take me like a week to become a sensation. This time next week, I'll be Lelujo on everything again, probably.
Well, last week I said that I'm now Sheepdog6k on everything, because I changed that all up. I've still got my RB6k Twitter, but I'm Sheepdog6k on pretty much everything else. Only one person bothered to listen last week, Andy Barter. A round of applause for him. I got my phone in my hand, so I couldn't clap properly. But no one else did. I'm outraged. I'm offended. I'm a little bit disappointed. But Sheepdog6k on Twitter.
Well done, everybody. Well done, everybody. You do now have permission to go and follow him. But we got in there. Andy, were we having words? Pab, where are you on the internet?
You can find me at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Where he'll be streaming Pokemon Snap at 4 p.m. on Thursday or whenever.
Friday.
Sorry, Friday.
Yes.
My mistake, but what if it comes early?
It won't be, because it's digital, so...
See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening, folks.